You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Beyonce. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I'm calling for my daughter.
Okay, can I have your first?
Her name is Jada Cook.
Is her name registered on the policy?
Yes.
Okay, you said her name is Jada Cook?
Jada Cook, COOKS.
Okay, and can I have the phone number, a good callback number, just in case we get disconnected?
Mine is 314-599-7447.
And would you like to receive a mobile text message with your provider's name, number, and ETA?
Sure.
All righty.
We have some issues at this point.
Okay.
She called. She got up. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If I come off a little upset, because I am.
Okay.
She got off of work at 9 last night. At about 9 o'clock last night. And the tire blew out on the front driver's side. She was on the highway. She pulled over. She called roadside. They gave her an ETA of, I think, 90 minutes. My daughter is still sitting on the side of the highway. I got up out of my bed from being literally sick, went outside because I'm like, okay, it's dark. She's not familiar with that area. And, you know, to sit with her to the tow truck came, then she's going to need a ride. We sat there. I just came home at 5 o'clock this morning. Because I had my son with me also. He had to go to work. She sat there for 7 hours. The tow truck man kept lying to her, saying he was 27 minutes away. When I left her at like 4:30 this morning, they still was looking for a different provider. This was 9 o'clock last night. And at 4 something this morning, they still hadn't showed up. She didn't want to leave her car. She's 21. She didn't want to leave her car. So she said she stayed with the car. But naturally, because she's human, she's tired. She's been at work all day. Now she's sitting in this car for 7 hours waiting on the tow truck man. He never showing up. So she gets in the car and she go to sleep. She just called me. It's 8, whatever. Called me crying because now the battery is dead because the hazard's been on all night. And they tell her, I guess she just wake up maybe because it's daylight now, and they tell her that they already been there. That's bull crap.
They already been there, and she's been sitting in that car.
It's right. I said, how they been there, and you in the car?
So you mean to tell me, okay, I'm so sorry about this. Can I have the phone number that she called in to get her roadside assistance so I can look at her ticket, please?
Okay. 314-757-5610. I am beyond upset. And it's so crazy because the man that they were sending, we believe, was the same man that came the last time she needed help on the side of the highway with a tire, and she sat there 11 hours. This is ridiculous. Like, I don't know why she even paying for this service.
Looking over her ticket right now. Give me just 1 second. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't want to seem like I just got quiet on you. I'm just reviewing over the ticket, trying to see what was going on. Okay, and she's still with the vehicle right now, right?
Yes, she just called me crying. I came home and I went to sleep because I ain't been feeling well, and I had a fever. When she got stuck, I had then already took pain medicine, and all that from being not the emergency room, but the other one that you can go to. And I wasn't feeling well, had a fever and everything, and I'm sitting out there with her trying to make sure she's safe.
Right. So give me just 1 second. Let me get in contact with my manager. Let's see what we can do about it. Give me just 2 seconds, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Let's go out.